the rest of the story. Maybe you've wanted to know but were afraid to ask, was FDR related to Teddy? Was Franklin Roosevelt related to Theodore Roosevelt? Well, this program started digging around in the roots of the Roosevelt family tree, and what we've unearthed is, well, it's the rest of the story. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was indeed related to Theodore Roosevelt. Why these two presidents are frequently thought to be unrelated dates back to the presidential campaign of 1920. And this is going to sound a little complicated, but James Cox was the Democratic nominee. Warren Harding was the Republican destined to win the election. But Franklin Roosevelt was James Cox's running mate, the Democratic vice presidential nominee. At the time, FDR was a relative unknown in more ways than one. When he, FDR, was campaigning in the West, he was generally conceived to have been directly related to Teddy Roosevelt. Some thought he was Teddy's brother. Others were sure that Franklin was Teddy's son. Now, as far as we know, FDR never said anything to perpetuate the misconception, but he certainly didn't go out of his way to deny it either. The West greatly admired Teddy. And if Western voters wanted to assume that Democrat FDR was his brother or even his son, so much the better for the Democrats. In fact, this tacit linking of Franklin to Teddy so threatened the Republicans that they enlisted Theodore Roosevelt Jr., Teddy's real son, to go out and tour the West and tell the voters, hey, Franklin is a stranger. He's no part of our family. Widely denounced FDR as a maverick. Teddy Jr. also said Franklin does not have the brand of our family. So, FDR was conveniently disowned and the Republicans won the election. Now the rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a Manhattan fur trader named Nicholas Van Rozenvelt. Nicholas dropped the Van, modified his last name, married, had 9 children. 2 of the children were sons named Johannes and Jacobus. Johannes was the great-great-great-grandfather of our 26th president. Jacobus was the great-great-great-grandfather of our 32nd president, and so it was that the common ancestor of Theodore Roosevelt and Franklin Roosevelt was their great-great-great-great-grandfather. FDR was related to Teddy, and you're welcome. But now, and remember, this tracing of FDR's roots was careful, meticulous, and precise. So what you've heard is true. But equally and absolutely true is what you're about to hear. What effect do you imagine it might have had on the voters in 1920 when Franklin Roosevelt was running for vice president if they had known that he, FDR, was also related to William Howard Taft and to Benjamin Harrison and to Ulysses S. Grant and Zachary Taylor and William Henry Harrison and Martin Van Buren and John Quincy Adams and James Madison and John Adams and George Washington. When we start researching these subjects, we never know where that research is going to lead. Not only was FDR related to President Theodore Roosevelt, but to 10 other U.S. presidents as well. And now, did I mention Jefferson Davis? He was related also to the President of the Confederacy. And did I mention that FDR was also related to General Robert E. Lee? And to Winston Churchill? And that's not all. But anyway, now you know the rest of the story.